Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Hello, welcome to Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. We're on a bit of a time crunch, so I am going to rush the intro. To my left, Lemaire Lee.
Hello.
Very funny. Love him very much. And new to the show, to my right, Rob Stant. Met him in Pennsylvania. Really funny comic. Thank you for being here, dude.
What's up, dude? Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Oh, dude, fucking, I'm excited to do this. We're going to watch a movie. Real quick, how about a word from our sponsor? Hey guys, real quick, we're doing this cool segment on the show where I help promote some of my friends' projects, and this is actually one of my friend's wives' companies. This episode is brought to you by Flame and Flag and Candle Company, a South Jersey-based home fragrance maker founded by one mom who wanted to bring the scents from her favorite video games to life. Starting with Elder Scrolls and Fallout-inspired scents, they also offer seasonally-inspired collections. There's a scent for everyone. So if you tend to get headaches from the wax candles pumped out by big-name companies, ache no more. Flame and Flagon offers 100% soy wax candles, coconut-based wax melts, goat milk and honey body lotions, all-natural beard oils, and room and linen sprays, all handmade, and with more products to come. The reviews speak for themselves. They actually sent Mrs. Amico two really, really nice candles. One was lemon and one was floral. She loves them both. And guys, I got to recommend this. This is a really cool company, all based out of my buddy's wife's brilliant idea. And so check it out. The website is flameandflagon.com. And if you use the promo code Zach, Z-A-C at checkout, you're going to get 20% off. Or you can use the link in the description. Ignite your flame today and grab yourself a flagon. That's a Flame and Flag and Candle Company. Check it out. Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high. Hey, me too. So that's why it's time to go to YoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. At YoDelta.com, they have a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I'll tell you, Delta 8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly. So head on over to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network, and use our promo code GAS for 25% off. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 to get you super high. Hey, guys, this episode is brought to you by our friends at Yo Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo. Guys, if you do Kratom, and don't start on my account, but if you do it, you got to go to YoKratom.com. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can go to YoKratom.com for a $60 kilo delivered right to your door. Head on over. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Yo Kratom. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, 1981, The Prowler. It's on Amazon Prime. You can watch it along with us. You know all the shit we do. Roll the beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so movie 1981, shot in Cape May, New Jersey. Tom Savini considers this his best work. Directed by Joseph Zito, who Tom Savini would later go on to collaborate with again in Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter.
This is what movies look like in 1981?
Yep.
That's crazy, dude.
I like the traditional radio announcer voice.
Yeah.
It's like a baseball game.
Welcome, our boys, at home after killing the Nazis.
Killed many Nazis and played football after.
Kicked many footballs, kicked a lot of football heads.
size of the Dear John letters. It means
they should bring that voice back to like modern.
Yeah. They have. It's called Mark Normand. Welcome back, our boys in blue. Comedy.
Comedy.
Yeah, the boys killed the Nazis today. Yeah.
Nazis, huh?
Not too bad if you ask me.
So yeah, this is a really fun slasher. It's got some of Tom Savini's best kills. Tom Savini actually is in the killer suit for a lot of the kills, as well as the director plays the killer, and then finally they have somebody else play him when he gets unmasked.
Yeah.
So three different people are in the suit.
Damn.
Can I say something? This might not make any sense. It might be breaking the fourth wall. But for the past 2 days, I've seen Big J Okerson through glass, like at a place I'm doing work. Like, it's crazy.
That's how he only appears. That he only appears via glass now.
Yeah. I see him in the mirror every night. It's weird. He's behind me.
Only when you say his name three times.
Yeah.
Big J. Or I like black dicks. I like black dicks. I like black dicks.
That's how I see you in the mirror.
Aw. Oh, wait. Have you ever had sex with a black guy? God damn it.
Yeah, that's how you were calling Karen Feehan. This building, I believe they painted for this, but they picked Cape May, New Jersey because it looks like a ghost town.
It does.
Yeah, it's very Victorian.
Have you guys ever been to Cape May?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually a pretty cool town, but I went there during the beginning of COVID, and it was extra spooky. It was, like, right before the lockdown.
A lot of Lemaires hanging around?
Yeah, dude. There's a bunch of Lemaires and Big J's hanging out. Like, all right.
It's real cheap to get here. Let's go hang out at the beach. I've never been to Cape May, or Cape...
Cape May.
Cape May, okay. Yeah. I don't know. It's a beach town, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like a spooky beach town.
How close is it to Asbury?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one. Okay, I've only been to Asbury a couple times. We did a film festival there once.
Yeah.
And I blacked out.
More of a Rehoboth Beach type of guy most times. Like to party with the gays, you know?
They have the best drugs.
They do, dude.
Dude, I can't party with gay people. They go too hard.
I don't know, dude. I love getting, like, compliments from gay dudes when they're drunk. It's, like, the best. They're like, put your hair up. I'm like, stop.
You're looking jacked today.
That's just you saying that.
Yeah, this time. Dude, gay man. I thought this was... I want to dance like this, dude. Yeah.
Back when men were men and sheep were nervous.
Damn, when a lady got out of line, you can give her a swiftly... executed backhand. Yeah.
This is in the time of like peak cigarette commercials, I feel like.
Yeah.
The same announcer voice too. Smoke Marlboro cigarettes. I'd like to ask the band to
play one of his best tunes. Give it to us, babe.
Oh, look, there's Pat Kingsley. Well, Pat Kingsley's just come from the Pacific. So?
A lot of production value for $1 million movie.
Is this $1 million movie?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Which, in the grand scheme of things, is not a lot of money.
Yeah, but back then, was that like a gajillion dollars?
81, probably equal to like $2 or $3 million, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, that's still pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, even for today.
And they shot it on film, so, and that's expensive.
Okay.
Most of their costs went to film.
Yeah.
Film.
Well, that movie that came out recently, Skinamarink, wasn't that like a stupid cheap budget, like $10,000 or something, and it made millions?
I
hated it.
I didn't like it either.
Dude, I think last time I saw you, you said you were excited for it.
I was so excited for it. Yeah. It sounded so good.
Yeah.
And it was so boring. I don't know what they spent the $10,000 on, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Did you see it in theaters?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw it at home, and that made it even more boring. I think it would have been more fun to see in theaters.
I don't think I could have kept it on at home.
Yeah.
I would have gotten distracted.
Well, that's what I did. I turned it off. I had like 30 minutes left. I was like, I don't care how this ends. I was like, it's whatever.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever seen people walk out of the Alamo.
Oh, yeah?
Such an expensive ticket.
Damn.
And a black couple was next to us, and like a half an hour before the movie was over, they were just like, fuck this.
Yeah. Dude, I love watching people walk out of movies. It's like, can someone else do it so I don't feel bad about doing it?
I did that with one of the Marvel movies.
Which one?
Whatever. I don't even remember the name of it. The one with the Asian dude who's like fighting
Shang-Chi.
People. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just because you hate Asians.
That was between us, LeMaire.
No, but, I hate them too. It's okay.
I told you that in drunk confidence.
That's drunk confidence is actually the fighting style Shang-Chi uses.
These guys are going at it, dude. Wait, we're about to get some pussy. We just got
getting classic cars together for a movie is such a bitch when you don't have money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because all classic car people want to charge you, like, by the hour.
Yeah.
And they think they're going to shoot. They think, like, a scene in a movie takes, like, an hour.
Yeah.
And they don't realize they're going to be there all night.
Yeah. Like, hey, can I sit in it? Yeah. Let me sit in the car.
They just have, like, lots of those everywhere. Like, I mean, like, don't they have, like, lots where you can, like, rent those, basically? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you need something specific, you can be a real bitch. For the movies I work on, we need, Thunderbird? Mm. We reuse a shot from an old movie, and we have to match it.
Really?
And it's a blue-green, I want to say, Thunderbird.
Yeah.
I'm probably wrong.
Yeah.
But we have to find it every few years, and it gets harder and harder.
To get it.
Yeah. To find it, yeah. We wound up finding a kid that bought one who was a fan.
Yeah.
And the last movie I did where we needed it, he just drove his up there.
That's sick. Yeah, you guys, speaking of sick, you guys got great shirts on today.
Thank you, bud.
Like the NWA Dusty, like the Rick and Morty, dude. Yeah, come on.
This is my fancy shirt. My Rick and Morty button up. I'm dressed up today, dude.
It's your New York shirt.
Yeah. I'm like, start spreading the news. But didn't Justin Roiland DM a bunch of like kids or some shit on Twitter?
He was fine.
Yeah, you know.
He was proven innocent.
Yeah. All right. Word. Then I was gonna wear the shirt anyway. I was just curious.
Not innocent. Not guilty. He was proven not guilty.
Oh, okay. Okay. And while the
boys go no, he's kind of wild. He's a little out of pocket.
Yeah.
When I read those, I was like, oh, I think he's a drunk.
Yeah, dude. I could see you getting hammered at fucking 4 a.m. just being a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Just to a 16-year-old. Let me see your tits.
Oh, grow up, you dumb bitch.
Speaking of titties, does this have nudity in it?
Oh, dude, 81 slash.
Yeah, I want to say there's a shower scene.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tarantino has cited this film as two of the best deaths in horror movie history.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, he's a big fan.
Damn. What about New Year's? I love Tarantino. Like
yes. I was different. I couldn't help myself. Did you see? I think he said that his last movie is going to be about a film critic.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
John Lovitz.
That doesn't count the last Kill Bill, too. Isn't he doing another one of those, too?
I don't know. I think he's got... Well, I know he said he got footage of the little black girl so that they can use it in a potential third one.
Oh, wow.
Before she grew up, he shot scenes with her.
Yeah.
So that she can come back and try and get revenge on Uma Thurman.
That's pretty smart. Damn, dude, he didn't even get the bust yet.
Nope. So the way they shot the movie was around all the death scenes, because those took the longest.
Okay.
So basically the movie is scheduled around each death, as well as this movie. Fun fact, this movie was re-released in 1984 in a handful of theaters under the title in North and South Carolina, as Pitchfork Massacre, and they don't know who did it, but they did not have the rights to it. A distributor just got a copy of it, retitled it, and was selling it to people, not owning it.
I believe it's someone from South Carolina, and they said instead of they don't know who did it, they don't know who done it.
Yep, that's true. Yeah.
Damn. They were just out peddling it like it was some type of sex tape. Like, yeah. Fuck it.
There's just guys on the corner like, you want to see this movie?
So now we've skipped up to the after that couple was killed in the 40s. Now we've gone to current times, i.e. 81.
Okay. Ooh.
Hot young high school babes? Or these hot young real babes?
Wow. That lady's got a real okay butt.
Yeah. That's a real 80s mom butt.
No, that's
yeah.
totally 80s butt. Well, I guess you don't
need me anymore. That was a piece of ass back then.
Yeah. There's a bunch of dads like, whoa! Yeah.
Wowzers.
<Yeah. laughs> They squeezed all the beer out of their drink.
They're like, I'm going to hit you less tonight because your butt looks so good.
God damn, Maud.
We were working on one of the movies, and there's a really good shot of me directing.
Yeah.
And there's a girl in a G-string in front of me with her butt towards the camera. And she had this it was a redhead with a beautiful big fat ass. And my dad saw the picture and he goes, oh, her ass has cellulite. I'm like, yeah, that's the thing now, Pop. She's got a big fat ass and keeps it that way.
I was like, oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, he just, it's one of those generational things.
Yeah.
Don't old you listen white dad? To Cardi B?
Old white dad still, oh, she's got a fat ass. Yeah, yeah, she's got a fat ass.
Yeah, yeah, you're saying it with the wrong tone.
Yes.
How's your dad feel about Ice Spice?
I don't know if my dad would know. Actually, dude, it's so funny. My dad's such a fucking white dude. And he calls me. So his chick and him bought season passes to... was it like NJ Pack, one of the arena things.
Yeah.
So they just go to concerts.
Yeah.
And my dad has like the funniest reaction to concerts. He's like, you know, because my dad's 40 years sober. He's like, Zach, me and Chris, we went to go see a concert. We had to leave. There was people smoking dope everywhere. You ever heard of this Dave Matthews Band? I mean, they're smoking doobies in public. So everyone there was stoned out of their mind. And I'm like, yeah, Dad, you went to see a fucking jam band.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but, you know, we didn't know it was going to be like that.
You know what's crazy? That's cool on your dad to just go try shit. Because, like, he's 40 years sober, so that means Dave Matthews has been out, like, all his sobriety, and he didn't know a goddamn thing.
Nah.
Yeah. So he goes, yeah, me and Chris went to go see this guy, a funny comic. You ever heard of Kevin Hart? I'm like, my dad went to Kevin Hart? What the fuck?
There's an old video of Dave Matthews like playing it like a Blockbuster. Did you see that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. It's like I can see why stoners like him. He's fucking playing in a Blockbuster.
He's not Even Flow. I was thinking about Even Flow. That's the wrong song.
Also
Even Flow.
On the other end of the spectrum, my father-in-law's favorite band is Dave Matthews Band.
Oh yeah.
And he is high all the time.
That checks out.
Yeah. Yeah, at my wedding, my father-in-law goes up to my wife on her wedding day as we're getting ready to walk down the aisle and goes,
yeah, my deputy,
is there a bathroom I can go smoke in real quick? I got to hit my pen. He's about to walk his daughter down the aisle, and he's worried he wasn't high enough yet.
Damn, dude.
Damn right is my
That's a guy.
That's like me, but with booze. So I'm like, I got to do a shot real quick.
Kick your ass.
That was my at the wedding, my mom was double-fisting before the ceremony.
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife threw up on our wedding night, which was, like, great for me because, like, now she can't give me shit ever.
Hell yeah.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm throwing up. What about our wedding night?
Yeah.
Nothing like a good, nothing like something you can hold over
exactly.
For a while.
Forever.
A little leverage in the relationship. Yes,
sir. Must be nice. No.
Come on down to Lamar, you just got to find a nice Filipino woman.
Things gotta pick up. Wait, Zach, is your wife Filipino too?
No.
Oh, Pinoy?
No, I got a white one.
Get
out of here.
Damn, dude.
I got a classic.
Lucky.
I got a classic model.
Major doesn't want to be kept waiting.
Isn't it Pinoy? Isn't that like Filipinos? Pinoy?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. Natalie with the fucking correction.
Yeah. Thank you, Nat.
Nat, I can't see you behind these.
Yeah, I miss being able to see my producers.
Yeah.
I like the look, but that's the one thing I miss being able to either A, see, talk to the producers through the glass, and B, I can tell if we're doing good because they're laughing.
Yeah. Now we're in this green dome.
Yeah.
What are you going to put on the green screen? Just like swastikas or?
No, that's my other show.
Oh, okay.
No, what I do, it looks like a basement.
All right.
Which we are in, a basement.
We're actually in the basement.
I don't know why we put up a green screen to just be in a different basement. But hey, that's Gas Digital for you.
Oh, I was at Barstool yesterday. That place is like crazy. They just give away free shit. Like, it's ridiculous.
That's why you see everybody wearing their shit.
Yeah, their merch, yeah. They're just giving it away.
Bumper stickers and shit.
Here you go, hobos.
What are you doing still out here?
I don't know, George.
God, I miss when ugly people were allowed to be in movies.
Dude, it's all ugly people are back.
When it wasn't just models and shit, everybody was Zac Efron. Use those minnows for
bait, huh? You know what? Bypass. Everyone is kind of hot again.
Yeah.
There was like a couple years where they weren't hot though. Graduating like,
this year? Yeah. They're our friends.
2021. I don't think there was any movies with any girl I was like, yo, I want to hang out with her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, you know, they took the chance on Schumer. You know what? We're going back to Hot Ladies.
We like, did it. Let's give her mayo.
They gave her Trainwreck, and they were like,
Who was the other lady? She did another movie.
Melissa McCarthy?
No, Goldie Hawn.
Oh, yeah.
Amy Schumer did a movie with Goldie Hawn, too.
Yeah, yeah, like an action movie. Yeah. Right? Where they were, like, kidnapped or something.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is when, like, fat actresses lose a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
And then all the fat girls who are like, yeah, so, like, why'd you do that?
Yeah. Why'd you lose weight?
You're an icon.
Yeah. You made yourself feel better?
Yeah. I think it happened with Adele and Rebel Wilson.
I don't know. I think it's wild that people shit on fucking Lizzo for being her size.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I watched her live concert video on Max. That bitch can move.
She goes, dude.
And, like,
yeah.
I would say most of the people that shit on Lizzo for her size could not do the live shows she does. Like the dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do any of that shit. Claire no way.
She's fucking moving up. Yeah. Like that bitch is fucking wheels on her. And I bet that's good pussy.
Well, yeah,
I Lizzo look at Lizzo for something. Sometimes, yeah, a girl like that build,
yeah.
the ass like that, I bet that's good pussy.
I don't think I'd be able to make it past the cheeks. They'd be like, I don't.
I'll teach you some techniques.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah, cool. I'm a large butt connoisseur.
So one leg in the air.
Yeah, no, that is on the side, one leg up, one leg flat.
I'm a hands-on learner, like just for the record. So.
No problem, buddy. I'll teach you my moves. You basically have to create a vacuum that your own dick gets sucked into.
Oh, dude, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel like I would just bust ASAP.
A vacuum of heat and sweat.
Yeah.
So you better close those shades. You're going to give old man Chad him another stroke.
Huh.
Are you kidding? That old guy's harmless.
Did we miss the shower scene?
No, not yet.
I was going to say, time to rewind, dude.
Here comes the boobs. Yeah. They're coming.
Well, you get like a sixth sense for boobs.
Eyes. Yeah. And she's also in a robe.
That's true.
Oh, yeah?
That's Lawrence Turney, I think. The guy from Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a rat in the operation. Yeah. The guy that puts the child together.
Yeah.
Nice guy, Eddie's dad.
You're Mr. Pink.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just watched that movie last night. It's crazy.
Yeah, supposedly he was a real prick on that set.
Oh, on really? Reservoir Dogs?
I heard nobody liked him.
Damn. So he stayed in character then.
Yeah. No, I've actually heard he's a mean prick.
Damn, that sucks.
I can't remember from what, but I heard he was really mean.
That's another movie that had a low budget and made a ton of money. Reservoir Dogs, right?
Yep. Well, we talk on the show a lot about how the best way to make a low budget movie is to keep it centralized to one location.
Yeah.
And the brilliance of an abandoned warehouse.
Yeah.
It's like, it's perfect. You barely got to dress it.
And they paint the story around. They're like, they tell the story about how he shot the place up.
Yeah, and
but
they,
like,
never,
they never
it.
Show it. Yeah, which is kind of genius.
Did you ever play the Reservoir Dogs video game that's just that, the missing part of the movie?
No, is
really?
It good?
I didn't know it was
it's a not
game.
A great game.
Okay.
But you switch between all the people.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Between all the guys, and you, it's the bank heist.
Damn, I feel like that would be really good as like a GTA mod.
Yes.
Like today, you know?
But it's a lot of, whatchamacallit, like, you can hold people hostage and shit.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
Like, how to get out of shit.
Yeah.
And those mechanics are cool, but overall, the game isn't that good.
Damn. Yeah. It's like Game of Thrones. That game came out, and all the fans
PS2?
For the show.
Hmm?
Was it on PS2?
My name's Sherry.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
There's a bunch of, like, weird PS2.
Yo, they made an Italian Job game.
There was a Sopranos game.
Yeah.
There was a Godfather game.
Yeah. Mafia?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not Godfather.
But there was a Godfather game.
Scarface 2, right?
Scarface game?
There was a Scarface. And the Scarface game was kind of good, too.
I've seen gameplay of that. I've never played it. They should make a Forrest Gump game where you have to, like, find the cure for AIDS.
You're just running?
Yeah,
I don't got much time, love. I got to find the cure for AIDS.
Got lots of AIDS in me.
Yeah. Lots of AIDS. Not a lot of anything else, though.
Jenny gave me AIDS and
now,
a baby.
Booth, am I wrong, or is there a sequel to Forrest Gump, a book sequel, that includes Forrest witnessing 9/11?
Oh, my God.
No. I think the sequel to Forrest Gump was supposed to happen, and then 9/11 stopped it from happening.
That might also be it.
Because I think they were going to make the sequel. They had a bunch of scenes where, like, he was going to be in the back of, like, OJ's, like, trunk.
That'd
like,
be
like,
funny.
Yeah. But then I think 9/11 happened, and they were like, well...
We can't be funny like that
anymore. We can't
anymore.
Be funny. Yeah, they're like, humor's over.
Yeah, this guy's retarded. We can't have him being a good person.
That sequel probably would have sucked too. So yeah. Thank God for 9/11.
What events do you think they'd have them at? They'd have Forrest Gump at 9/11. Like, I washed the plane.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be on one of them planes, but I overslept.
I was working at the hardware store and I sold all these Arab gentlemen box cutters.
He's talking to Mark Zuckerberg. He's like, I think you should call it Facebook.
Yeah. He was trying to make some type of book to put all these people's faces in.
No.
And I say, you call that Facebook. He made a lot of money off of it. Dude, I do great retard impressions.
I met this guy named LeBron James.
I know, I've seen your act. I'm sorry, we're not friends like that.
No, dude,
said that.
It's totally fine.
Hey, titties.
Oh. Thank God, just in time.
Here, dude, New York still has showers just like this. Like, they look the same.
That's like a grandma house shower.
Yes, it is.
Jesus, Carl.
You know how I get when I have to wait around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Teardrop titties.
I know, right? It's been a long time. They don't even make titties like that anymore.
Now, that's a handsome dude in this scene. You talk about everybody being ugly. This guy.
That man is exceptionally handsome.
Yeah. I like how it's a titty scene, and I got to compliment the guy. I'm like, tits are great, but look at this guy.
Look at this fucking handsome mug. Oh, and she's worldly.
I know. That's a good map, too. That's like a globe-sized map. You flip it around a spear, it'll like show you everything. Is that Ashton Kutcher?
How did you say it?
Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton Kutcher.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, he's famous. He's famous. It's Kutcher. Dude, he's fucking...
Oh, this guy's dead. Oh, shit.
Yeah, this movie's kind of sick, dude.
Let's go.
Oh, damn. That's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they reuse one or two of the kills from this, the same concepts in Friday the 13th, final chapter.
Damn, this lady's so pissed. No, she's going to be so... She's like, I'm so horny.
That looks so good.
Oh, shit. Damn, this is pretty well shot, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, this is a banger.
It's got to suck to die naked, you know? Or maybe it rules, I don't know. I hope I don't have to find out.
Well, there's two things that happen if you die naked. One, you're in the shower. Two, you're sleeping. Three,
you're fucking.
Or you can just be crazy. Yeah. And get shot by the police. Oh. Like if you did a bunch of drugs and just got naked. Yeah.
That's how... I can't remember his fucking name now, but the guy that owned... Oh, this is sick, by the way.
It looks like whoever did the captions forgot to hit shift on four. Oh, dude.
Was that an army man who stabbed
him? Yeah. It's they're dressed like an army person.
Damn.
So good, right?
Oh, my God.
Wild. Yeah, this is a low-key banger.
Yeah.
The guy that owned UWF, which was a, like, outlaw wrestling federation, like Cactus Jack and Sabu, and she used to wrestle there. Was a big cokehead, and his death, his fucking, the news story on his death rules.
Yeah.
He had a heart attack from ODing on blow, and he died having a heart attack in a hotel lobby, naked, covered in baby oil, swinging a bat at people. That's the way to die naked.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Make a real fucking scene. Yeah. Really fuck up someday. Haunt people.
Yeah. Just run around with a baseball bat.
I can't remember. I know his wrestling name was Mr. Electricity.
Yeah.
If I'm going to die naked, I want to die while I'm getting sucked off, you know?
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever see Gone Girl?
No. Does that happen in it?
And Gone Girl, Neil Patrick Harris gets killed as he's coming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, damn.
Yeah.
Steve Regal, I believe.
Steve Regal?
No, I don't think so.
Frank, you do sound like the voice of God.
This is your conscience speaking. Stop drinking so much.
All those balloons look like titties.
Yeah. Zach, it's so hard to live in New York during the summer.
Oh, it's titty season, yeah. Ari doesn't think about that.
God.
How you know it's summer when the titties come out?
Yeah.
Because every girl's got her titty shirt for the first day that it's hot out.
Yeah. Man, I if I lived here, I'd have to stay in the house. during the, I'd have to just stay in the house. But
you can't go out looking
like
at titties.
Just like breathe looking out my window.
I feel like every time I come up here, I get just the right amount of dose of titties in the summer. I'm like, hell yeah, that's going to carry me through.
It gives you like, you get it, then you take it home, you're like, my city doesn't have enough titties.
It's sorry. Like when the ice cream truck comes around and yeah. your parents are like, we have ice cream. You're like, it's not the same.
Yeah. 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 Titties in New York, titties at home. Ugh.
Home titties. Yuck.
Sorry, it was Herb Abrams.
Thank you. Herb Abrams was the person I was thinking of. I appreciate that.
Is that the old guy?
No. I miss this. I miss when bands just got to do a whole song in a movie.
Dude.
Yeah.
They're doing the whole song. Mickey Rooney?
Thanks for the dance.
That's another very good looking man who looks suspiciously like the guy that just died.
Yeah, he does, yeah. doesn't he? They were really low budget. Like, we're just going to recast all the
no,
dudes.
Is he wearing a wig?
No. I think that's just what everybody's hair looks like.
Yeah.
Every dude in this movie has his hair.
He looks like a sculpture. He looks like he had male plastic surgery to get fucking Squidward face.
Sexy Squidward.
Yeah, handsome dude. Squidward face, yeah.
Damn, she's about to get fucked.
She's about to get, yeah, pitchfork.
Yeah.
Pitchfork's a wild weapon.
It really is.
That's what, cumbersome.
You ever seen the movie The Crazies?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a. I think it's got quite a few pitchfork kills in it.
What's The Crazies?
It's about, like, it's basically like a zombie movie, but everybody, instead of becoming zombies, they just become, like, crazy, like, murderers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like a rabies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
There's a very good pitchfork death in a very... There's a movie called Beware Children at Play that is a very bad movie until the very end, where it's just parents killing their kids for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's a great pitchfork just death vengeance. In that, where a kid takes a pitchfork through the throat.
Oh.
Ooh. I don't think anything will top pitchfork titties, though. Like, now that I've seen this movie.
No, dude. It was... Yeah, that director was like, no.
That's dangerous, too, because, like, you could develop some type of weird fetish from seeing that. Especially if you watch this movie young as a kid. You're like, damn, I can only come to titties if it's got a pitchfork in the mouth.
Titties and blood. Oh,
damn, she didn't even look.
Oh, you're just jerking off to that old painting of the farmer couple?
Oh, yeah, dude. You're like, fuck yeah.
American Gothic?
There probably is porn of that somewhere.
There has to be.
Yeah. You ever seen the movie where it's like, I think it's called The Naughties? Where it's like two kids are making a movie, but the movie's about planning a school shooting, and then they actually do a school shooting,
no,
like one of
the
kids.
That sounds like a horrible movie.
It's really good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's so good. I think it's called The Naughties.
Damn.
He's still in there?
Yeah, dude, he had to finish.
Damn. Clean up, you dirty
ba-da-da,
bitch.
Keep the change.
Yeah. That lady, good butt.
That's a decent butt, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the high heels.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Jeff Foxworthy used to do a bit about how women wear high heels because it makes them stick their ass out when they walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did big ass butts, like, really exist back then, or were they more, like, rarer, you know? Like,
they were rarer, unless you're in fucking Trinidad.
Yeah. I feel like it didn't get here. I don't think white women were doing, like, this is the age of, like, aerobics.
Yeah.
Not like squats. This,
they were like, they had like sweatbands and shit.
Yeah, it's big titties and Kegels time.
Yeah.
I had something. I can't remember. What the hell?
This guy's really taking his fucking sweet time.
Oh yeah, is he still up there?
I think so.
I think she's being followed. She doesn't... I think she figured out she's being followed. Dude.
Sweet.
That's spooky as hell, dude.
That's really cool.
If I saw an army man, I'd shit my pants immediately. Is this still take place in the summer? this whole time period? That
yeah, I believe
in?
So.
Okay. So let's say it's not even like Halloween. You can't even be like...
No, however, they did shoot part of the movie on Halloween. There's a scene in a graveyard.
Yeah.
And they shot that on Halloween night. And there's, spoiler alert, somebody in an open grave. And it was an actual open grave that they were filling the next day.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. Wait, is this guy, like, he's from the 40s, the killer, or is he just eternal?
You'll figure it out. We'll get to it.
Okay, okay. Go down the stairs, bitch. Break the window. He locked the doors.
Damn, dude. This guy saw getting killed by a fucking somebody who looks like one of those Army Men action figures.
Yeah. You feel like you're in Toy Story.
Yeah.
This is where being a man would help. We would have piled through that door.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, there would just be a me-sized hole in the door. And then I would have had a heart attack going down the stairs.
Yeah, you would have made it out the door.
Damn.
What are you doing, bro?
That's Lawrence
Fanny. Showed me your boobs.
He's like, your titties.
Give me the titties.
They're both Mr. Pink.
Is he working with her? He's ripping her. He's ripping it.
Damn, dude. It's like that scene in Scary Movie where like she like loses all of her clothes while she's running.
Yeah. I think that's probably what they're making fun of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, wasn't he just dressed up?
What?
Wasn't he just in a different suit?
Major Chad? Oh, that's a different guy. Yeah. He was at the party.
All those white guys look the same to me. I'm sorry, guys.
It's all right, buddy. Don't worry about it. I know it's hard sometimes.
Are you okay? Right, I'm going to take a look around. My dude's right there. Stay there. I'll be right back.
You see that, dude? They forgot to hit the shift. They forgot to hold the shift key on the captions.
Oh, yeah. I hate when that happens.
Or they just were like, fuck it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I've had to do captions on shit.
Yeah.
You really run into a lot of fucking energy pretty quick. Yeah. It stinks. It really stinks. I can't remember what the name of the movie. I had this awful trauma movie I had to do it on. It was like Death Ship or something on a ship. And I just remember it was the most boring fucking bad movie. And I had to watch it like 8 times.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
To fucking do the closed captions on it.
I tried doing shit where I got paid to, like, transcribe shit. And that's tough, too. Cause you're like, I did that. Yeah.
I did that for a reality show for a couple of years.
Oh, damn. You guys were first ChatGPT?
It's such a, like...
Chat
transcribing a scene. I just remember it was the bane of my existence. It took me, like, 3 days. It was a fucking Puerto Rican dinner. So it was, like, 8 Puerto Rican ladies all talking. And I wanted to kill myself because I had to mute all their mics.
Yeah.
Except whoever was talking,
and
then go back and watch it again with everyone but that one muted.
All the captions are just question marks.
Yeah, they all were talking over each other the whole time.
That's how Puerto Rican sound to me.
That's a perfect Puerto Rican impression.
Thank you. I learned that from my mother.
Now do it as Forrest Gump.
Mita.
Hi, mommy.
I'm not from, there's a town next to the town I went to school in called Coatesville, and my mom would call it Mita Land. She's like, that's Mita Land, don't go over there. Oh, dude, watch out, the damn popos here. Damn, dude, the secret police.
He's about to be dead as fuck.
Oh, are they coming for me? Oh, fuck.
Lemaire, if you were in a horror movie, do you think you would, like, die first, like a stereotypical black man, or do you think you would survive longer?
Yeah, I'd be dead. Immediately dead, dude.
You'd get killed, like, playing Fortnite or something?
No, I'd be playing Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm like, oh, no! Nah, dude, I'm... If I'm in a moment where I'm supposed to die, I'll accept it.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys to just accept death. Like, I'm gonna accept that it's time to die, guy. It's like, I guess my time is done. There's nothing, like, if the walls are closing in, I'm not trying to climb. I'm gonna just sit there and be like, just kill me.
Yeah, I feel like my last words are just going to be, ah, shit.
Like, damn it.
About time.
It's either going to be, ah, shit, or like, yeah, that's probably how I die, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, door's locked. Just, my last words, I think, are going to be, you couldn't have done this sooner.
Damn, dude.
All that for this, huh?
Dude, I got too high the other day, and I was thinking, like, why do we live experiences? Why do we have experiences if we're just going to die anyway? You know?
Yeah, dude.
I'm not high enough for that one.
Yeah.
Like, why do we do shit if we're just going to die and it's not going to matter? The majority of shit doesn't matter.
I got way too high the other night, and I was thirsty, but I couldn't move to, like, grab the water bottle. Yeah. I was just stuck on my couch. And I was like, I should just die right now. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that would be a time for a serial killer to come in and kill me. As I'm just stoned. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, yeah. I can't reach my water bottle. Yeah. This is time. Knife through the head, please. Pitchfork in mouth.
Yeah, I started sleeping with a weighted blanket, and if I get too high now, I'm like, I'm just trapped.
Yeah. That's a dangerous game.
The weighted blanket is a game changer.
Yeah. Dude,
a weighted blanket, like, and like with the window cracked and the breeze. Yeah.
Dude, I was cuddling the other night, and the lady like fell asleep on top of me, and then I fell asleep. I was like, is this what a weighted blanket is? Just a cuddle.
It kind of is. It's a big hug.
Yeah.
It's a hug for lonely people.
It's a sad boy blanket, dude.
Yeah.
Time to get a sad boy blanket.
Yeah, and it's not even, the one I got isn't even that heavy, but it feels like a fucking, like when you try to move it into a new room.
Yeah.
It's like so fucking cumbersome.
Yeah.
It's got to be like dragging a dead body, right? It's just dead weight. I mean, not that I would know. I mean, but.
I mean, I've dragged a couple dead bodies before, but I've never had a weighted blanket. This is me. I'm this guy.
Yeah.
I kill girls with pitchforks.
And then use them as a weighted blanket.
Yeah. And then use. Yeah. I wasn't cuddling. I was murdering.
The other day, I was cuddling this alive woman.
Yeah.
I love the voyeurism of this, because you really do feel like you're watching something you're not supposed to see.
Yeah,
it definitely is. Like, the shadows definitely highlight the main part you have to look at.
So, like, the idea of not being able to see the whole shot, that's actually not that, that wasn't very common up until maybe a decade or two before this.
Yeah.
There's a scene in Rosemary's Baby where one of the old ladies that's basically, you know, turning her into the devil's mom takes a phone call, and she goes around a corner, and only half of her is visible through a doorway.
Yeah.
And that was such a new thing, because usually movies were shot almost like plays.
Yeah.
And to have a character obscured by a doorway was so new. They said when you would go see the movie in theaters that she would be obscured by the doorway. And the entire theater would go like this. Try and look around it.
Wow.
Because they were so not used to that.
Yeah.
That it would like throw them off. And they were like, wait, where is she?
I just thought that part of the movie was shot for Instagram.
Ironically, this movie was released internationally under the title Rosemary's Killer.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Frank, you're great at popping in with good facts. I really fucking appreciate you, dude.
Thank you, Zach.
Can you confirm that Forrest Gump 9/11 fact?
Frank facts.
Major Chatham.
I looked it up. There is a sequel, but it came out in like the 90s.
Nat facts.
So it was like, didn't line up with 9/11 at all.
Just the book sequel? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
What's it called?
Gump and Co.
Ooh. Gump and Co. That's the Avengers of Forrest Gump.
Endgame?
Yeah, he's like, I need Lieutenant Dan, Bubba Gump. Jenny. My mom.
There was another shot that I think in Poltergeist, when they come up the stairs, isn't that like a big, that was a big deal at the time when that shot happened?
Yeah,
right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Because I think it was, like, getting that much camera equipment in one shot was like a big deal at the time.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're only, it's over in 81 here. We are not that far away from like Steadicam even being invented. Because I want to say Steadicam really didn't become popular until like 78. Because that's a real skill.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been on a set with a Steadicam operator. Those guys are fucking trucks.
They got to be jacked. You got to be jacked.
That thing's so fucking heavy.
My friend Dorian, he's a comedian, but he does film shit, and he's like filming that. Dude, he got to film the Taylor Swift show on Sunday in Philly, and he didn't even want to do it. He was like, no. And he was like, you got to do this. Everybody was like so hungry for those tickets, and he just got to do it.
Got to get like probably a good seat.
Yeah,
too,
and he didn't even fucking care. He was just like, meh.
Damn.
Yeah.
I would have gotten drool all over the camera.
Humming. They would have heard me in the mic. So,
They're like, why is the camera so foggy? It's just you breathing on it.
Yeah. Why do you sound like a cartoon wolf?
Fucking jaw drops down. Jim Carrey in that scene in The Mask.
I was watching In Living Color the other day. And they did not want to put Jim Carrey on. Yeah. That first season, they did not want to put him on. There was like a whole bit where they just let him go out there and just talk to the crowd. And he just did his act, which is, you know, faces and hands.
It is really funny when you watch old Jim Carrey stand up and you're like, this guy stinks. This guy I'm so glad he does movies. I'm so glad he found he's great at movies. Yeah.
Let me play my leg.
Fucking stand-up is god-awful.
If you did that today.
And this might be an unpopular opinion. That entire tribute to Bob Saget they did at the Comedy Store that he's on stage for the whole time. The whole time, you're like, oh, dude, shut up and let his friends talk, please. First time been on comedy stage, and he's just plowing over everybody.
Who?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. Oh, okay, yeah.
It's fucking enraged. And, like, the funniest people in the world are on stage, and he's just, like, trying to riff with them.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't fucking fit.
Yeah. It's like, if we need a guy to be funny with their body, we'll call you.
Yeah. We need somebody to make faces. But holy shit, he fucking trampled over everybody trying to talk.
Yeah.
When they sat Shiv for fucking Saget at the... It was like... Also just weirdly like... It's so funny that John Mayer is just part of that crew.
Yeah, the Comedy Store crew. Or the comedy... Yeah. John Mayer should be a New York comic. What the hell?
Yeah.
Right?
He hangs out at the... He goes up at the Cellar, I think, sometimes.
He goes up at the Cellar?
Yeah, occasionally. Well, I think he'll go up with people and like play guitar while they go up.
All right, okay. I was going to say, dude.
But I think he's done stand-up a couple times.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Do you guys know Tom Hanks did stand-up for a little bit?
I've seen that clip.
Yeah.
I've seen him on a comic strip. Yeah. I want to say, was he on like some like... He was on a show. It wasn't just like a clip. Like he was on like...
Bosom Buddies?
No, like a premium blend. Like whatever they were called at the time. Yeah. Like he like was a comic.
Yeah. I didn't know that for like the longest time. Yeah. I just saw a clip of it on YouTube one day. It just popped up my recommendations.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Was it funny?
It was. I mean, for the time, I could see why people were laughing at it. But
it's very, like, it's very like, of the time.
Yeah. Very aged.
It's very like I wear a suit with the sleeves zhuzhed up.
Yeah.
And I'm a wacky guy.
Yeah.
My wife, dude.
Basically, every comic for about 20 years. Their entire act was a pitch for their TV show.
Yeah.
Basically, everybody had their headlining set.
Yeah.
And it was, here's my life, here's my family, here's whatever makes me unique. And then I'm going to tell stories and basically pitch you what would be my Roseanne, my fucking Home Improvement. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Everybody on TV. That's literally what it was. Tom Arnold, fucking...
Tim Allen. Louis Anderson. Everybody's act was this would what be my
Roseanne.
TV show. This is what my TV show would be.
Time or ding.
Before the internet, I guess that's the only way you could get the most eyes on you, really.
Yeah. And they were just signing that they said that was back in the day how comics lived was off development deals.
Yeah.
Because you would get like a $400,000 development deal for a channel, and then they would never make your show.
Yeah.
But then you had that money to live off of until your next development deal.
To your contract.
Like, that's why you would go do festivals and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody would sign development
deals. Just
for
Laugh was like the craziest one, right?
Yeah. They said everybody, basically you went with the idea of getting a development deal so you could live off of it for the next few years.
Rob, have you ever heard of Chicken?
Chicken?
Yeah.
Like the food?
No.
Yeah, brother, I've heard of chicken.
There's a comedian named Chicken.
It really does sound
like you looked at me like that's the highest question you've ever asked me.
We're about to get some chicken after this, brother.
Bro, my wife texted me. She said, bring home Jollibee, so.
There's only one in Jersey. Well, there's two in Jersey.
There's one in New York. You mean like.
Bring there's one in Times Square now.
Yeah.
But right. It is. I just really like the idea of you being the world's most clueless black guy. Like, you guys heard of chicken?
He storms the doors like, guys, I just found something.
The Chinese food places all have it.
Yeah. It's crazy. Four wings, $5.
Yeah, it's like they have their own special part of the menu that I've never noticed before.
What are you doing, blow?
I think I was puking.
Was this even when, what is this, the 80s, right? With 81. Blow was...
Is this the same night?
Yeah, that was 70s Blow. Studio 54 was all Blow.
That's true, yeah.
Is this the same night?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Either that or this party's been going long. Then they're definitely on Blow the next day. Still fucking hanging out here.
They're like, we've got all these balloons, we gotta use them.
Dude, that must have been a bitch keeping all those balloons inflated.
Is this thing on?
There's a
yes, they were just singing.
I'm very happy for you, and I'm going to let you finish. Just pulling a Kanye.
Can I have your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen? Deputy London has just informed me that a prowler has been seen around the campus.
That's the movie title.
Yep.
The titular line.
Could be dangerous.
Now, we're assuming it's a Negro. So everyone keep your eyes peeled.
That looks like Barstool.
Dude, I remember this. So I had these friends that did like Jackass-style videos, but they would also do interviews. It's my favorite stereotype I've never heard again, but they used to interview this guy. I can't remember his name, but he was a carny.
Yeah.
And they would interview him about his life. And he said his stereotype was that black people don't have night vision.
Yeah.
That black people can't see at night. And he's like, so he would have this big mag flashlight, and he'd be like, yeah, black, they can't see good at nighttime. They ain't got night vision. So you just blind them real quick with the flashlight, and then you bop them on the head if they're acting up. Damn.
Is it true, Lemaire? Does it work?
Look, man, I'm not here to reveal secrets. But I will say I have been blinded by a light at night. Just hold on. Just listen.
Confirmed.
Is that why black guys always go long in comedy clubs?
Yeah, yeah.
They give them the light and they get confused.
Just stunned.
Yeah.
Like I think I got to do something.
It's crazy how much bathing suits have evolved since back then.
Not really, right?
Well, I mean, it kind of looks like she's wearing like lingerie or like pajamas almost.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Just a little skinny dip.
All right, guys, we're going to go back to playing now. There's a goddamn prowler.
There's a prowler, but let's party. Some of these shots remind me a lot of, like, Jaws, you know? Like,
yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
This guy's a really good director.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, we've got a beach to open. It's 4th of July weekend. Amityville will not be closed.
Here.
Yeah, there's a Jaws. Like, this is like very much like...
Yeah. Lemaire's going to love this. The guy that wrote this, Glenn Leopold, was also one of the writers on X-Men the Animated Series.
Oh, shit. That's
cool. I'm so pumped for that to come back.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a... and it's going to be same animation style... Yeah. And it's going to be a continuation of the one from
America. Oh, let's go. That's
damn,
hype.
Dude. I am not nerdy enough to be hyped for X-Men animation, but I wish I was.
Dude, it's fucking cool as fuck.
Morph! X-Men animated series is...
Okay, Lumiere, tell me if I... This is a Mandela effect thing that I remember, if you remember it too. For some reason, I've always remembered Wolverine having an Australian accent. And I know he's Canadian.
Yeah.
But I feel like there was a tape I had as a kid where he's Australian.
I don't know.
Maybe you got like a bootleg copy.
I don't know what it is, but I am convinced. For some reason, because when I watched it again, I'm like, I thought Wolverine was had an Australian accent.
Are you sure it's just, you're not just thinking of Hugh Jackman?
No, I'm really thinking of the Wolverine. Cartoon.
Yeah. It always sounded like.
Oh, shit.
Scott.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude. Pitchfork in the neck.
So every time there's the killer, it's Tom Savini in the suit. When he's just stalking people, it's the director.
Oh, wow.
That's a very Italian thing, too. The gloved killer being played by the director.
Yeah.
That's a very giallo thing. Like, that's an entire genre of Italian horror where the killer is shot in POV and he's wearing, like, driving gloves.
I feel like you don't see murder scenes this graphic that much in, like, movies anymore.
Right?
Like,
and they really draw it out.
Yeah.
Like, this is a long death.
Yeah, like, they let the knife sit in her throat.
And how
just
cool does that look?
Yeah.
Fucking gushing out like that. Oh, yeah. It's fucking so cool. Sorry, guys.
No, dude.
Sorry, people at home. I'm fucking nerding out here.
Well deserved.
Because I don't think nobody goes all the way anymore.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to, like, get people like, oh.
You know,
like,
I'll tell you, we started watching we watched the first Wrong Turn on here.
Yeah.
And those go hard.
Yeah.
Those get progressively really gory.
Yeah.
Those are pretty fucking good.
You know what movie, like, it wasn't, like, necessarily gory, but it was kind of gory? Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
I got to say it still.
They were, like, it's about Rocket Raccoons.
Yeah, I don't want to, I don't,
yeah, I'm
gonna
not
going to
spoil it. It's about Rocket Raccoon.
Was it good? Because I've heard mixed reviews.
I liked it. Okay. I liked it a lot.
I saw that movie Air in theaters. So it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nate was telling me about that.
It's good. Well, Sean Donnelly was just telling us about it as well.
It's on Prime Video now. You can rent it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah, he was telling us that you barely see Jordan at all. Like, they basically, like, cut around Michael Jordan.
Pretty much.
And I just think it's, because I guess he was involved with it.
Yeah.
And it's got to be, because any real biopic of Michael Jordan, he must look like such an asshole in it.
Yeah.
His image is so protected, but I bet he was such an unbearable jerk off to be around.
They're like, we just won't put you in it. Yeah.
There's no way. Always competitive. Everyone said, just like, yo, let's play let's play poker. He's like, all right, I'm taking all of your money now. We're here all night. Like,
yeah.
He has to be an asshole, a dickhead, like, type guy. How do I close this?
No, you can't. You can't.
I know. I'm sorry.
So in the 1989 TV movie Pride of the X-Men, Wolverine is Australian.
Oh.
That must be the tape I had. Oh, and that's where they meet Kitty Pride, right?
I think so. They go to Australia. Like, Professor X goes to Australia to find Wolverine.
Thank you.
But they kept him Canadian for Logan, and that was the original ethnicity in the comic books.
Thank you. Back when he was Weapon X. Thank you.
Logan was a really good movie.
Logan was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It started out good, too. It, like, from start to finish.
Yeah. I wish they had have you read Old Man Logan?
A little bit. Yeah, I wish he had the cowboy hat.
The Hulks?
The what? Wait.
So in Old Man Logan, the story is that everybody's basically dead because...
not Professor X.
No, but all the X-Men are dead because... Mephisto gave Logan a vision that the school was being attacked.
Yeah.
And he kills all the X-Men,
basically. Because he thinks they're enemies.
Because he thinks they're...
Sentinels.
Sentinels, I think.
Yeah.
But then it's like... basically, the world's more of a wasteland, and America is controlled by... So Hulk rapes She-Hulk.
Yeah.
And all the babies are retarded because they're cousins. And the Hulk babies all, like, run different territories all over America.
Yeah.
In the wasteland. Yeah. And the Hulk's, like, super old.
Yeah.
And, like, running shit.
Yeah.
I love Evil Hulk. I wish they could have done...
Planet Hulk?
Planet Hulk. That's so cool.
Dude. Don't get me started on Planet Hulk, dude.
Yeah, that's my shit. Sorry to nerd out on you, Stan.
It's good, dude. I was just fucking staring at that last fucking murder scene. Yeah. There's another brutal one.
Right? She stabbed, right?
Yeah, dude, right in the throat. And they hold this shot for so fucking long, too.
Yeah, this is definitely a very good collaboration between effects and director.
Yeah.
Because I think they basically he's directing around the effects, not including effects in his movie.
Yeah. I can see why Quentin Tarantino would nerd out about this.
Oh, nice.
Are we going to see some more titties?
Probably another stab in the back kill.
Yeah, dude.
About to harken back to the front, but reverses. Making y'all a movie.
Yeah, he's got a little handful of ass there.
Nice, dude.
Good for you, dude. I don't think this is the killer. I think this is just some pervert.
Cuts to the camera. It's just me. I'm like, hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm Rob.
Don't mind me. The killer's. He'll be here soon. I'm just holding his spot.
Yeah, hold on. I'm standing.
Yeah. Got like chips.
That's the old man.
Oh, yeah, dude, he's about to get some basement pussy.
Yeah.
Why don't we check out the dorm again?
You don't think he'd still be there, do you?
Yes, have you ever watched people fuck?
Well, Mark, what about
that they didn't know you saw them?
Do my parents count? I think I walked in on them once, and it was, like, only for 3 seconds before I was like, and then they saw me. Yeah, one of those.
In college,
like, stop jerking off. Yeah, I'm like.
In college, I had a roommate. We shared a room. We had to share a room, but we had our own beds. So, like, one night I'm sleeping, he's in there having sex with a lady, and he calls over, he's like, yo, LaMare, he, like, wakes me up out of sleep, he's like, LaMare, you want some? And then I was like, nah, I'm good, I'm okay. I was 19 and a huge verge.
Oh, man.
Damn, dude.
I know, I didn't even know.
You know what, though? That's not how you want to lose it, bub.
Yeah, with a threesome with a guy from Newark, New Jersey.
I couldn't see anything.
Well, if you couldn't, does that mean he would technically take your virginity too?
Yes.
That's like
in
two
all
people.
Fairness.
Yeah.
It's part of the sex act.
I'd have to split it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get half.
When I was in college, we, like the first week we moved into the dorm, it was a bunch of towers that faced each other with a courtyard in the middle. And we watched a dude fuck this hot Asian chick with his window open, like, the second night we were there. And just full on, like, I remember tons of people watched, and then that guy walked into my first class.
Yeah.
Really?
And we're all just standing. I remember his name was Hunter.
Of course his name's Hunter.
And I just remember everybody's like...
Last name Biden.
I was like, is that the guy that we watched fuck the other night? And we're like... And we talked to him for like an hour, then somebody like drops it, and they're like, did you fuck a hot Asian girl the other night? He's like, yeah, why? And they're like, you know everyone in the building watched, right? He's like, I had no idea. I'm very embarrassed.
Damn, dude. Did he at least, was he doing it good? Like, doing
no,
good
yeah,
job?
No, he was laying it down. Nice. He was a skinny hipster, dude.
Did he shut the door or the window or like?
Yeah, the windows were shut after that.
Gay.
Damn. Shouldn't have said anything, dude.
Yeah, I know. Whoever said something is fucking nerd. Like, dude, shut up. Let's watch this guy stroke.
I'd be so embarrassed if somebody watched me fuck. It's just like, he'd be like, really? That's it?
Yeah. It's like, let me put it back in. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hold on, I need a break.
Yeah.
Dude, I get so sweaty. After like 20 minutes, I'm just like drenched. And just like,
in cum.
Guess I got, yeah. In my own cum.
in a guy from Newark, New Jersey's cum.
I've been here for 20 minutes and I'm not drenched in cum.
This was what I believe they shot on Halloween night, and this open grave they're going to go to was a real grave. So these are all, this is a real graveyard.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's that guerrilla filmmaking.
Always feels crazy disrespectful to shoot in a graveyard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because there's, like, families, like, walking around. Like, they don't, like, close it.
Yeah.
So when, if you shoot during the day, there's, like, families, like, crying and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of fucking, like, fucking... dudes who look like me with tool belts.
Yeah. That's gotta suck, being like, hey, could you like quiet down the crying? We're trying to shoot a scene,
yeah, excuse
please.
Me guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We gotta rig these lights, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Graveyards are spooky as hell, dude.
Yeah.
I'm such a fucking gay goth. Me and my chick go to Prospect Park cemetery on dates.
Really?
To just go walk around the cemetery.
What the hell?
And like sit on benches and fucking... It's always just quiet. It's always just a nice, quiet place.
Yeah. We're so fucking tortured.
Yeah. No, it's not like... we're not trying to be spooky or anything. It's just a nice, quiet, beautiful place.
Yeah.
That's what I did my last day in L.A. when I went out to do the store.
Yeah.
I went to Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and I went to all the celebrity graves.
Yeah.
I hung out all day. It was so much fun. It was just me by myself, like fucking listening to the fucking Cure in the rain, visiting graves.
You were gothed out.
I sat on Dee Dee Ramone's grave and fucking had a moment.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a good day for a goth.
It was a great day. I had so much fun.
Dude, are you on Catalyst this Sunday?
No, I'm on the road with Lois.
Okay.
I'll be on the next one.
Okay, hell yeah.
Yeah, I had me and Lewis booked a string of shit, and I just couldn't make it work.
It's all gooch, dude. It's all gooch. Just want to know if I'd see you there.
For Catalyst fans, Lemaire's going to start working with us. You got a little roll ski for him.
Damn, so this is straight up a real ass grave.
Yeah, and that's so fucking oddly freaky.
They put that thing there?
Yeah, that's a prop. Yeah,
okay. But...
No, they're not, I don't think there's a real body there.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys have ever had this experience, but the weirdest thing for me when you go to, like, the last part of a funeral, like the burial, is just to see the guys that work there.
Yeah.
And it's like, because you always assume it's like dudes in like suits. And then it'll just be like some guy in like a sleeveless t-shirt and fucking like jeans. He's like, all right, I'm going to start digging this hole. It's like, oh, this is this guy's day.
Yeah, that's all he does.
Putting cigarettes out.
Yeah.
My buddy, he does embalming. One of my like very close friends.
Is that him? Huh? Oh, I'm listening. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no. He does like embalming and shit. It's like it's weird. Like I can't imagine having that job where like just fucking dealing with dead bodies all day.
Yeah, especially because they say like they do shit. Like they'll like twitch or like there's something that like when air leaves a body.
Yeah, if you like move them, be like
they'll go.
Yeah, that's creepy as shit.
Right episode of Futurama, Bender got fat. He was a human guy. They're like we pushed on his folds and he made the woo.
I remember that.
Woo. 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 Born 1925, died. Hieroglyphics.
This girl looks scared or bored.
Probably both.
There's a comic in Jersey City named Nick Fierro, and he digs graves. He's a grave digger at night.
Like for fun or
yeah,
as a hobby?
Just for fun. He loves digging graves.
Damn.
Oh, it's that goddamn prowler.
No.
All right, I hop out, buddy.
Yeah, dude, now it's time to go.
In memory. It's crazy that like they never had a horror movie PTSD movie. You know, like the next movie should be about someone dealing with the horrors of going through something like this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more or less the Friday the 13th kind of do that with the Corey Feldman character.
Yeah.
Or like the arm.
Yeah, a bunch.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I take it back. You guys can tell I don't watch this genre.
The Chucky movies, the girl goes into an insane asylum for seeing everything she saw.
Yeah.
Well, she gets blamed for the murders. Man, back when you could be fat in a movie.
Dude.
Fuck.
Hello.
Okowee Lodge. Could I please speak to Sheriff George Fraser?
He must be Southern.
Oh, those Final Destination movies, too. Those are a couple of those.
Yeah, the survivor of the first one's in an asylum.
Yeah.
Survivor's guilt.
I think this movie would be a lot funnier if every time the army dude tried to kill somebody, he kept having like PTSD flashbacks. Somebody rings a doorbell, he's like, huh?
Most everybody's asleep now.
You know they had to put a sandwich on the table.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta make this more realistic.
Don't eat it, fatty.
They just filmed this guy on his lunch break without telling him.
Yeah.
Like, we'll put it in the movie.
What's he doing? Making it seem like he's working?
That's what I always used to do when I worked in retail. I just walked around looking like I was really stressed. Yeah. And all my bosses were like, damn, Rob's working hard. As long as you have a clipboard and you look like you want to kill yourself, they're like, good job.
You go into the office and you're like, That was hard pretending.
It was a tough one. Tough day of acting. I earned 7 Miller Lights.
The beer brewed by women for women. Miller Lite.
Dude, what the hell are they doing?
I don't know, man. For all that controversy, they still hired a giant-titted woman to fucking advertise the beer.
And Nate pointed this out the other day. He said, if they were really serious, they would have showed those women's bodies faces. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they blurred out all the faces of the women, like, on the posters. If they were serious, they would have gave those women money.
Yeah.
Like, they're not serious. They're just doing shit to keep doing shit, to
what
be in the wave.
What happened with Miller? I missed it.
But, like, there's a new commercial with Miller for Alana Glazer.
Okay.
Where she shows, like, all old beer ads of girls in bikinis.
And she's dressed like Velma, too. Sexy Velma.
And she's like, women were the original people that brewed beer, blah, 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 and we're giving beer back. So send in your old beer merch or whatever, and we're going to something to, like, raise money.
They're
going to
compost it into, like, a thing.
Into tampons?
So, yeah. They're composting it so people can use it to grow hops. So women can use it to grow hops.
So women can use it to grow hops, yes. Thank you, Lemay. That was a much more intelligent answer than I would have given.
Nice. So I don't know. I think they're going to, like, turn it into more beer.
Yeah. I don't know. But she still, dude, somebody argued with me on Twitter. I said that they still hired a big-titted woman, and they're like, dude, medium-titted woman. I'm like, have you seen those fucking things on fucking
Broad
City?
That guy's retarded. Dude, have you just seen them things? Them
things, fucking
dude.
Hang, son.
Right. Fucking, oof.
Those are some Hebrew hangers.
Yeah, Shebrew.
I saw a video of Kid Rock shooting up a bunch of, like, Bud Light with his rifle.
Mm-hmm. I call him Bobby.
Poppy.
Bobby. That's Bobby to me, dude.
Yeah, they're boys.
Me and Kid Rock are boys. You know? I was there. No.
Lamar was like, I was the Bud Light.
Yeah, I gave him the idea. I was like, dude, you know what would be so fucking cool? No.
You need a watch.
Yeah, I need a... Give me the watch, please. Yeah.
I mean, shooting a rifle at beer is pretty fucking American.
Yeah.
No matter how you put it.
Yeah, I wish I had a rifle to shoot at beer. Do you shoot guns, Rob?
Yeah, hell I got I got three of them on me right now.
Not in New York, shut up.
No, I got a rifle and I got two pistols.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, dual wield.
Yeah, I haven't shot my rifle yet, actually.
Really?
I bought it a while ago.
What kind
ago.
Of rifle? Just like a regular?
It's a Ruger.
Oh, okay.
9mm.
Nice,
yeah,
nice.
It's
nice,
pretty good.
Nice.
I want to go shooting.
Dude, shooting's fun.
I've never shot a gun. I've held a gun.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never shot a gun. I held a gun when I was little because my friend's dad was a cop.
Yeah.
And, dude, this is, like, so nuts in retrospect. It was maybe we were in, like, second grade?
Yeah.
At my friend's birthday party, his dad let us pass around his gun.
Damn.
And then...
What a cool dad.
Yeah. Had us point it at, like, a wall. He was like, yeah, imagine pointing that at your teacher. I'll never forget that. Yeah.
He was ahead of the times.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, Miss Bitch.
Yeah, he was a visionary.
Yeah. That was Rose Chatham's grave we found, wasn't it? Oh, that's what all those cops in Uvalde were doing. They were like, no, let him get it out. Let him get it out. This has been that kid's dream.
First time you hold a gun, it is like, wow.
Yeah.
First time I held a gun, I was like, don't do it.
There's a great is not the best term, but there is a fucking wild video of a guy blowing his brains out at a gun range.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like security cam footage, and you don't see it coming.
Damn.
And it is fucking brutal.
Dude.
That's a rough way to go, because then you're just inconveniencing somebody else at their job.
You ever see, there was one where, like, this guy was teaching, like, a 9-year-old girl how to shoot, and then she went... Like, yeah. Is it that one? Or no?
No, it was a guy puts it in his mouth.
Oh, he's just like, doo.
That's the fucked up thing about Reddit. Because I'll be scrolling and I'll be like, oh, this is a cool video of cats. And then the next one is like, guy murders himself by accident. I'm like, oh, all right.
That, I feel like that's the new future of shitposting. Is like, people are going to start with like something you like and then it's going to go into just the most horrific thing.
Yeah.
I think that's going to happen a lot.
You ever go on Reddit r/5050?
No.
So the title will be something, and then it's a 50% chance it's actually that or something horrible.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, this is either a cute cat or a guy with his dick cut in half.
Yeah.
And then you click on it, and you don't know until you click on it. Yeah. So it's like gambling, basically.
Oh, this guy got his dick cut in half.
There was a whole...
Ah, cat!
There was like a whole like a time period on YouTube where like people were like reacting to that like Reddit 50/50 challenges and shit.
Yeah, 50-50 challenge sounds like it's just, is it cake?
Yeah, you pretty know? Much. It's a male genitalia version of is it cake?
Yeah.
Is it penis?
Yes.
Yeah, it's always yes. Yeah.
Just ironically, my penis, cake.
Yeah. I'm like, prove it.
Is it cock?
Is it cock?
That's my show up at a bitch for Netflix.
Is it cock?
Yeah. Fortune Finders in the thumbnail.
Just a bunch of... It's a bunch of hot chicks. It's always cock.
Laverne Cox.
I mean, dude, that would be a wild show. Three hot chicks.
And then
and you gotta fuck one. Yeah. And there's a 1 in 3 chance they have a penis.
Dude, yeah. Ally or foe?
Yeah. Yeah, are you an ally? Well, time to put your money where your mouth is, motherfucker.
We have three beings of non-gender specifics. That's the new dating show.
Yeah.
You just blind. Yeah. So, I'm not gay, but I'm open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've dabbled.
Enough tequila in me. We'll see.
That's a whole new meaning to drinking the worm, huh?
Yeah, dude.
I've been a tequila boy lately, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It goes down better.
It goes down better, yeah.
What?
Casamigos?
Yeah.
That's Casamigos is the best, dude.
My shit.
So
me
good.
And LeMay were shooting that a week ago, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Last Monday.
Yeah, dude, that's right. Yeah, Casamigos. Tequila's good, too, if, like, you're trying to, like, you know, like, get in shape or whatever, too. Because yeah. I've been trying to cut back on, like, all the heavy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying, when I go out, I've been trying to drink tequila soda.
Yeah. That's the best for you. Well, I mean, it's horrible for you, but
yeah,
it's the best.
Calorie-wise,
yeah. If you're trying to get fucked up.
But nothing beats a nice, frothy Bud Light draft.
Yeah. Or like an Orange Crush. You guys ever have those?
Orange Crush.
Down the beach?
Yeah.
That shit's good.
Dude, Yingling drafts are pretty good, too.
I used to drink Yingling, and I got really fucked up off of it at my buddy's one of my buddy's parties. And, like, I got so sick, I just can't really drink it anymore.
Yeah. I had that with vodka for, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
And now I drink vodka again.
Look,
but
dude,
for
it
a
goes
while.
Away.
Yeah.
For a while, it was bad. It's so funny. I just remember that I drank vodka and then had falafel, and I couldn't have either of those things for 5 years.
Damn.
Now I can drink vodka, still hate falafel.
Well, I think if you had to choose, I think getting one back, vodka is definitely the win.
Yeah.
Falafels, I've never had good falafel, I don't think.
I'm sure it exists. It's just not my thing anymore.
More of a gyro guy myself.
Yeah. Give me a damn lamb.
Have you had a Halal Bros grill?
No.
It's like a chain.
Oh, the yellow one?
It's like a brick and mortar place now.
I've never had it before.
And they have this shit. Such a fat guy conversation. They have this shit called dragon sauce. That's fucking
dragon
amazing.
Sauce.
It's like an orange sweet hot sauce.
Yeah.
It's fucking banging.
Dragon sauce.
They also do loaded jerk chicken fries with the dragon
Whoa.
Sauce. You would love it.
I'm like, let's wrap this up, guys. Come on. Let's...
Hurry it up.
There's one on 14th.
All right.
I always
it's
get
next to the damn Jollibee.
I always get extra white sauce on my shit.
Dude, there's a Jollibee in Jersey on the way back.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Edison. Wait, where did you... Where, never mind. We'll discuss.
We'll figure it out, dude. Me and you will figure out how to get chicken.
I promise.
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, I know you just heard about it.
Yeah. I know you're just learning about chicken, dude.
Yeah.
But, like,
LeMay's going to stick his head out the window and point you to the chicken.
He's going to follow like follow like a pie on a windowsill. Yeah.
He floats to it.
Yeah.
If you're talking halal, guys, there's one not far from there as well in Jersey.
Oh, Hell yeah.
East Brunswick, I believe.
See? Not everywhere. I mean... Halal guys, they're everywhere. Especially East Brunswick. East Brunswick, full of halal guys.
Oh, man.
Damn.
He's about to get pitchforked in the face. His titties aren't even out.
She's wearing a shirt.
How about grabbing one of those guns?
Yeah, right? Is that his love?
So now they're piecing together that they're in the home of the killer.
Yeah.
Who is the sheriff, I believe.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Didn't we just see the sheriff pass out on the ground?
No, that was just a deputy, I think.
Oh, okay.
Is Otto the sheriff?
What?
No. Otto?
No.
Is that Handsome Squidward?
Oh, dude. Yeah, one of the guys is the sheriff.
Yeah.
What a handsome boys. You wouldn't fuck me. Now I gotta kill all you and your friends.
That's how school shooters start, dude. They get rejected at prom. They're like, I'll show you.
Well, to defend incels, let me tell you, dude. Dude, if only all the ladies would stop fucking the same 10% of guys. I'm sorry. Unguard.
Grab one of the guns. Jesus Christ.
If only there was something to protect me in this house.
I locked all the doors, Rose.
This movie is very much stereotypical horror movie vibes.
Yeah, but it's 81, so it's kind of... Yeah. It's kind of... I know it seems formulaic, but this is the kind of movie that made that formula.
Yeah.
Because we're only, what, 3 years out of Halloween coming out.
That's true. Damn, this movie must have been scary as shit to, like, see when it came out.
Oh, dude, in the drive-in? I bet it fucked people up.
Yeah.
It's popcorn all over your car. Whoa!
Can't even get sucked off in the back seat. Too scared.
This movie's bullshit. I can't get sucked off.
What's the craziest place you guys have fucked?
Oh, next to Sleeping the Mare.
Yeah. You guys in college?
Dude, I didn't have sex for the first time until I was 27, so I have very base level sex experience.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Where's yours?
On the side of the road, in the car. Nice. Yeah, like on the highway, like while traffic was going by.
I take it back. 5 a.m, 4th of July, a park in Delaware.
Nice, nice. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine might be girl bent over a dumpster in the back of a venue.
Yeah.
Or
dumpster pussy.
Yep. That not the only time I've had sex on garbage.
That's definitely a band name, by the way. Dumpster Pussy, for sure.
On top of a girl's garbage can at 4 a.m. on Christmas Eve in Boston.
Damn, dude, what is it with you and trashy ladies?
Yeah, well, I have a thing. Or public-wise, I've told this on the show before. I got blown on the dance floor of a club at a mindless self-indulgence show.
That's damn. Sick. I want one public before I die.
Yeah.
I want one, you know? It's like, yeah.
You gotta get roadhead.
I just need one. No, yeah. That's not public.
Does it count if it's, I mean.
No, dude, on a hike.
Yeah, fair.
Pull a lady over to the tree like, listen here, bitch, I'm kind of horny.
It's just a squirrel.
Listen here.
You're high on mushrooms.
Yeah. You ever seen a guy who fucks a snake?
No, that sounds
scary.
You've
never seen the video?
No,
the guy
dude.
Who fucks a snake?
That's got to be crazy.
That's me on a hike. I'm like, I'm fucking horny, bitch. I grab a snake.
You're cuddling with the snake after?
Yeah.
You want some chicken?
Yeah. You ever heard of this thing called chicken? Damn, a big-ass rat.
It would be satisfying to see him pitchfork the rat.
Yeah.
See, that would have me screaming, because I'm scared of, like, rabies. So as soon as I saw a rat, I would be like, all right, I'm out. I'll just take the pitchfork.
She's trying to live, dude. I'd rather have a pitchfork than rabies. He's going to stab through that thing. He hasn't stabbed through anything. Is that a cigarette butt?
Maybe. Or it's a pellet that the rat was supposed to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think you're right.
Just on the floor. She's just smoking while she's down there. Like, I gotta be down here.
Damn, he's really building suspense.
Ah, the one, you know, it's always the last place you look.
Yeah. Fuck.
This'll stop him.
He's about to pitchfork the shit out your face. Get off the door.
Perfect. Grab it.
This is before The Shining, right?
81? I don't know.
Yeah. Perfect. Now we got a weapon.
Now he does. Yeah, now he doesn't have shit.
This is after The Shining.
Oh, okay.
Oh, He just has a knife.
That one scene just kind of reminded me of it a little bit.
Otto.
Perfect.
Let's go, Otto.
Hell yeah, dude. He
double tap, bro.
This is like a fucking that commercial is a for how to handle this.
Yeah. She's in love with him? You saved my life.
Are Frank, we're good on time, right?
Yeah, I think we're running right up to the wire, but we're good.
Cool, thank you. For the people listening, I'm on a time crunch today because there's a lot of stuff being filmed here, and I'm trying to be respectful of everybody's time, which, as people who listen to the network know, is not always everyone's priority.
What's up with the like FBI agents outside the window?
Somebody important's coming. We can't discuss
Yeah, no,
that.
It's somebody very important. Oh, no.
Damn, he didn't double tap. Bitch. Fuck.
He got to double tap.
That is a good, like, the short barrel shotgun. Short double.
It's my favorite video game weapon, dude.
Dude.
My favorite's the gun that shot chickens in the South Park game.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me have these things called chickens.
He's like, wait a minute. You can shoot them?
I ate chickens. I didn't think you could shoot them.
Old man Jenkins.
I hate you.
I shot the sheriff.
They didn't really show him killing that one guy.
That's nope. True.
So he's probably still alive.
Oh, she about come to blow on, his head
on,
off?
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Wow. That's crazy.
That was good, too. Yeah. They just showed it quick enough.
Just enough.
She's haunted.
And by the way, that's how you make sure the killer's dead in the movie.
You blow their head off.
Explode his fucking head. But yeah, that was a great head explosion. I want to say that might be Savini's first head explosion. No, I take that back. He did this movie right after he did Maniac.
Yeah.
And Maniac, he actually explodes his own head.
Yeah.
The killer jumps on the hood and shoots him with a shotgun.
Damn.
So I want to say that might be, he just reused a similar effect.
Yeah.
But that did look fucking great.
It looked awesome.
It reminds me of like when I was a kid on the internet and just accidentally stumbled upon like ISIS, like
beheading,
suicide fucking shit.
Yeah.
Dude, do you remember your first like death video?
My first one?
Had to be something on Rotten.com.
You know what? I used to go on FunnyJunk.com. You remember that? Mm-hmm. And they had a whole like NSFW section that was just for like gore. I think I saw, I don't know. I think my first, like, what the fuck video I saw was a girl throwing kittens into a lake.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucked up. And then I think I saw, like, an ISIS point-blank shotgun thing.
The fucking guy on his knees, hands behind his back.
Yeah, dude.
Bag over his head.
Yeah. If you saw that in a horror movie, you'd be like, that's fake, but it's crazy.
You know, it never goes the way you think it's going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. First one I saw was the Saddam Hussein hanging.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that might have been. Yeah, now I think about it.
Oh, dude. Muammar Gaddafi getting stabbed in the ass. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. That was, oh, what about that one politician or whatever who's like.
Arba Dwyer.
Arba Dwyer, dude.
Is that who you're going to say?
Is maybe.
Stay back. Let's go hurt somebody.
The one who, like, puts it.
Yeah, that's Arba Dwyer.
That's Arba Dwyer.
Yeah.
Arba Dwyer, dude. He's like, hold on.
He's like, hang on, everybody.
He's like, somebody.
Mike, Kathy. Damn, she's about to go use the dirty shower. Or wait, did she just find her friend?
Damn, just now finding them?
Yeah.
Man, their water bill's going to be crazy.
How is she going to react to this while this music plays?
That looks so good.
Yeah.
The white eyes.
Oh, he's still alive?
And the Carrie ending. That looks so cool, dude.
Damn, dude, that's fucking... That's horrifying. If I saw that... Yeah, you're damn right, dude. If I was in a fucking drive-through and I saw that...
Yeah. Why didn't you run up the damn stairs?
This is why I shampooed my eyes open.
And that, Lemaire, is a woman with PTSD in a horror movie.
Yeah. Dude, she's fucked.
Back to the music, the melancholy music.
Yeah. Ladies and
damn,
gentlemen,
that's
that
ends.
Wow.
Was Joe the Prowler. Zito. Thank you so much for my guest, Lemaire Lee.
Yeah, thank you.
Rob Stant. Rob, you got anything you want to plug real quick?
Follow me on Instagram at Rob Stant Comedy. And if you want to check out my podcast is Two in the Stink.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Lemaire?
Dude, please. Lemaire Lee on all things at Lemaire Lee. Panties in her mouth on all the stuff. And then also, June 23rd and June 24th, if you're in Foxborough, Massachusetts, please come see me. I'll be at the Comedy Scene.
Hell yeah. Go support these guys. They're the fucking best. We'll see you next week on Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show.
Fuck yeah.